This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy, you know. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them want poison me, throw me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Talking Hello. Ads you want to is brought to you by BTC, no Berkeley Point, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Blind Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Brian Hennessy, Boston Pocket Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Casa Johnny's, Hershey's and Games, Scotiabank, Salon Limited, and Tropical Cares.
Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hammering up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone talk us bag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike.
We're back at ya
like
on the Monday. All right. Be back at ya on the Monday, February 19th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And got a special edition for you. Roscoe Thompson is traveling. So we'll chime in with Roscoe next week like we do each and every Monday with the Abaco Report. And he's had, you know, successful surgery. The back is doing well. He's going to be back home and back at you from Abaco. So good to know he's back home and, you know, settling in and things good. So you know, God is good and glad to know Roscoe's up and running and he'll be back next week. All right. Now, today, I was going to open the lines. But then this morning, all over social media, I got the sickening, disturbing, disgusting, and I think quite vile video circulating of a 15-year-old boy gunned down, multiple shots, allegedly by a high-powered rifle. Where are we in 2024? Pump the brakes on everything else, and there's lots to talk about. God knows, we have many issues, but this... crime is out of control. I don't want to hear we have a crime problem, and I support the chief of police. But let's keep it 100. We got a serious crime problem. 2024, we have 15-year-old children getting gunned down. And I don't want to hear the finger pointing. There's multiple ways we could point the finger, playing the blame game. We need to come together on multiple levels to correct this, to fix this. How many more must we see before we try to rectify this problem? Not to mention four women dead for the year, at the hands of guns. That's where we're at in 2024. I got a special guest today. Glad she's in studio. Tenille Burrows, Tada. And we just chopping it up. No political affiliations, no nothing. We just having a conversation today. And you guys can feel free to chime in. Because we'll take the break in short order. And then you guys can chime in. And here's how you chime in after the break. In New Providence, 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300. 5720 242300 5720. Text lines powered by BTC 422GR96. That's 4224796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for Fresh News Smart Talk all day. Right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, let me check the text lines real quick. Good day, Naughty. Fred Mitchell campaigning for PFPs to don't go to Dr. Science and let him check them if they're sick. I think Fred is really dumb for him to say that. Plus, it's your choice to live or die. Choose one. Exactly. And I wish we could elaborate on that more. Probably when we open the lines Wednesday or on Friday when we do the recruiting review. That'll be top of the list. But today, you know, we got to talk about. Great show as usual, Naughty. There is no real punishment for crime. That's another issue we need to talk about. And that's something that we can't run away from. But Tada, how doeth you? How are you?
I need my mic a little louder.
Can we get the mic up for Tada, please?
Yeah, I can talk too. Thank you very much. Too loud today. Feeling it like it was my own nephew. I have nephews. I don't have any children. But I consider...
15. My oldest is 16. My youngest is 13. Both boys. So it's right there.
It's right there.
And we got to leave the mic right there. Don't cut it off. Just leave it open.
Yeah. I ain't gonna breathe hard in the mic, I promise. So I look at these children in the Bahamas in particular, children around the world. I look at them as though they are my nieces, nephews, and I'm their godmother. And if I see them, I try to treat them with respect and acknowledge them and let them know that they could be whatever they want to be. And those who are in situations where they might be more brought up with a violent atmosphere, we need to take even more concern about what they're being exposed to that's affecting them in the ways that we end up now seeing involvement in gang activity or criminal behavior and that sort of thing. Even as simple as conflict resolution, last year sometime, right at the intersection of Fox Hill Road and Prince Charles by the Esso gas station, there were a group, probably about 40 children from the school that was nearby the high school, and there was a big fight that broke out, and it had to be like two 13 or 14-year-old girls fighting like flipping, like what, Mike Tyson and what the other dude's name? He bite off?
Evander Holyfield.
They were duking it out. But I was like, Lord, I have to be somewhere. I don't know if I could stop. I don't have anywhere to park. Like, I was about to get out. Next thing I see, across the road in Fox Hill, one man hop out of his car. He paused the car. He put his car on brakes. People waited. They didn't bump their horn or nothing. Then from the other angle across the street, and a woman came. She came out of her car, and and I saw the Bahamian adults ascend upon these stranger children who were fighting. And not just fighting, but they were edging them on like they were watching a WWW meet. But I saw the intervention. They didn't just stand by or keep driving. From every east, west, north, and south, those Bahamian people stopped. And I said, you know what? At the end of the day, it feels like it's getting worse. And there's no end. And it's been decades upon decades upon decades of carnage in these streets. For a country with 400,000 people, it's
almost like genocide. We lost a whole generation between 18 and 30. A whole generation.
And, you know, child protection is my focus, but I cannot leave out the most vulnerable groups in the sense of the victims of crime, violent crime, and the perpetrators of violent crime are young men age 18 to 25. I cannot act as though, you know, I only care about children. I care about them. 18, I mean, you just going into adulthood. You're still your formative years, as far as I'm concerned.
You just arrived at the party. You just got in legally. You got a lot to grow on. You got a lot to live for.
So we won't say, oh, they must see into this. They must see in the bad company. I don't know who they are. They live in a bad area. Listen, this our country and these our children. If we don't care about, in the Bible, they say the least of them, what are we dealing with? It ain't going to be better for us, for sure.
It seems it only matters when it strikes close to home to pertinent members of society. If it doesn't reach that doorstep, it just is part of the fabric. We become desensitized to it.
But my question for you is, what has the government, and I'm not even going to say just the government, what has the government and parliamentarians and the opposition and senators, and what have they been contributing to, say, prevent crimes against children? Because we talk about punitive, we talk about punishing crimes. Get more cops, beep up the patrols. What about preventing crimes? Who's been talking about that?
Yeah. What about the plans to prevent
right,
and
so
counteract?
We have community groups. One was recently formed by Pamela Burnside of Dungalik. It's called We Heal. That's a creative community outreach group of concerned citizens. So we just on the weekend showed Ian Strawn's film, well, his stage play that was filmed. It's called Gun Boys Rhapsody.
All right.
We had maybe about 30 little kids there, maybe about 10 to 15 seniors and another set of teenage people. And it was just an opportunity to go into the community and let them see us on screen. So in the play, you have different characters. One is a gangbanger. One is a relative of the gangbanger. One is a person who's on the streets. One is a politician. So you see how they look at crime from all their angles. And there's some funny moments and there's some very sad moments. And that's what we've been dealing with, like I say, for the past few decades. Crimes against children. And we're talking about violent crime now, killing children. Gunshot victims who we see now, 2 years old, is now a victim is now recovering. We've seen people getting raped, molested. 2015, just after I started child protection advocacy, we took to Rawson Square to protest because a man who raped a 6-year-old girl got a 4 or 5 year sentence. And we thought that was unacceptable because we know that rape carries an ultimate penalty of life imprisonment.
Right.
So just under 10 years ago, we have to go take to the streets and petition and protest and try to reach a prosecutor to appeal this sentence of this man. And crickets, we couldn't get through to the prosecutor. That was his sentence, and that was that. The problem is, these children, boys, girls, they are given a life sentence when they are molested, when they are spoken to.
And it affects them on multiple levels, multiple layers for the rest of their life.
So I think any violent crime against a child should carry a life sentence. Let them stay in there, get some rehabilitation, because we even have a repeat offender who was in his 60s or 70s, I heard, in recent years, get charged again with molesting a child or something. They've been in prison, what, 6 times? Marco Archer's murderer was a convicted child offender before he murdered Marco.
Right.
These are repeat offenses happening, and we just keep allowing it. No real rehabilitation that I could see metrics to prove that, you know, they've given them a shot to change, and no real move to prevent crimes against children. If this isn't in the national priority of the people who are in charge, then the people like us have to speak out. We have to stand up. We have to sign the petitions. We have to go on protests. We have to write letters to the editor. We have to call into the radio shows. Because I ain't trying to sit around and see no other 15, 5, 2-year-old child getting abused in any way.
We had a 16-year-old young lady get killed in an incident where she was in the house, straight. Bullet not intended for her, killed her.
But that is
now we have this 15-year-old young man dead today, early morning, daylight hours.
So there are two different kind of contexts. One, it likely wasn't an intentional killing. And the second one, which it seems like today, was an intentional, multiple gunshot wounds killing.
But if we connect the dots, we have guns, we have gang activity, we have, you know, these things are synonymous with most of these murders.
Yeah.
So that there is some connection, so they're intertwined.
So the thing, let me just say what the bottom line is.
We have, and the innocent are now suffering for the guilty.
We have to start caring for, hearing from, and letting them voice their concerns and have the counseling and treatment that they need. The people that we look down upon. The people who are maybe in some instances less fortunate and somehow end up in a life of crime. Because if you look at the data, they had a university, well, it was college at the Bahamas at the time, I think did a 2010 study on the implications around criminals in the system, and they interviewed a few hundred of them, and 40% of them said they resorted to a life of crime because they were either unemployed or underemployed. So there were economic factors that led to their criminal behavior.
And that's always been synonymous. I mean, prior to that survey, if you look back, probably data would indicate the same thing. That's something that's been always a cycle. Like a hamster on a wheel in society, it just keeps going round and round and round and round and round. Generation to generation to generation. Let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller on the line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty Silver Doll here.
Hey, what's happening, Silver Doll?
How are you?
I'm good. How about thou?
Fine, thank you. Good day to thou.
Good day, madam.
How are you? I like what you do.
Thank you very much.
You know, Naughty, I wanted to say something on the crime and the gang business. I don't see it, you know, because I used to watch a lot of things about gangs in the States, and I don't feel like it's a gang thing as much as it is a vigilante justice. You know, I feel like persons feel like their family members or friends were killed and they're just out there. And that's probably why the police can't get a hold of it, because they may be looking in the wrong direction. I don't see them trying to look in different directions to come up with what's actually happening. They just seem to be focused on gang. I don't feel like it's as much gang. There are some now, but I feel like it's more vigilante than it is gang. I don't know what you guys think about that.
That's interesting. I think a lot of that might be intertwined as well, too. How I mentioned, you know, like you know, the gun violence is connected to the murders, and whatever the murders, whatever the reasons were, we have people dead. So obviously, you know, you might want to connect the dots. Like you said, in some instances, yes, it might be gang related. Some instances, it might be family members that just realized that in their mind figure this judicial system we have is not going to deliver justice how we want to see it fit. And they take matters into their own hands. And that's two things I don't condone. I think we got to get it together before we end up going down those streets.
Exactly. So they looked into different directions. Mm-hmm. They would come up with something better than, because they're focusing on gangs and the murders are still happening. So I think they need to, you know, look in other directions also.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Good stuff. All right, now let's get to the other phone, other call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's happening, Naughty?
What's happening?
All is well. You know, I think, you know, crime in its current state, past and present, has a lot to do with dysfunction. Because, you know, it's like, if this stuff wasn't happening, a lot of people wouldn't have a job. Mm. Okay? It's like this dysfunction is like a part of the economy.
You talking about who? Lawyers or something?
Just how we deal with it.
Right. I guess, you know, if you want to connect the dots, you look at most people who benefit off of this, you know, unfortunate scourge. And
but see,
there are some that do benefit.
But see, I think we need clarity on the beginnings of this so-called epidemic. Okay, now it's almost 40 years to the date in terms of when the seeds of this thing were planted in our country. Okay, you know, we had a drug upsurge in the in the late 70s. You know, so it moved on to the 80s. But somewhere in the 80s, those who run the education system in this country thought it was a good idea to have a social promotion program where folks were moved out of schools, even if they didn't pass anything, you know, and they moved from grade to grade. Now, when we had the problem in the 80s, we had a great deal of young persons in this country who were not employed, and the drug thing we found ourselves in was a vehicle for employment for a whole lot of them.
Mm.
You know, and they didn't even have to be qualified or have no BGCs, you know. Okay? And you know, now what compounded it is that particular group of persons are now fathers, mothers, even grandparents. And, you know, we look and we see what's going on. And what's so peculiar about it is that everybody, victim and perpetrator, they come from the same.
Chickens coming home to roost. I've said it numerous times, caller.
Yeah.
It's the byproduct of the seeds we sowed back in those generations you talked of, late 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s. And here we are. The chickens have come home to roost. And they've come home violently.
But we need to rest this problem in the laps of those who were there, you know, especially politicians and some pastors. Okay? They got a lot of largesse from this whole exercise.
You mean l'argent?
Largesse, largesse, all that.
Stock the paper, get that cheddar. He said it. I didn't say it.
We're just giving you different forms of you know, different adjectives to describe what he said.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate you.
Good stuff, as always. What say that, Tada? We got another caller, but before I get to that, I want to let you comment on
Let the people talk, wait.
All right, let's go. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
I guess they tired talking. Yeah,
hello, hello.
Hey, okay. Hey, what you got? What's going on, 52?
Yeah, what's popping, Naughty? Good evening to Tada.
Good day. How are you?
Mr. Lady, you sing?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I do.
Well, yeah, you know, she got a beautiful, well, you know, it is. I can't sing, so I always like singing.
You sound like you might have a radio voice, though. You got a radio voice and a face for radio, too.
I'm the only person to ever get detention in St. John's for singing, and people start laughing at me, thought I was putting on a Bobby show. But Naughty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid for my life and those of my fellow citizens in our interactions with the police. And secondly, condolences to the lady who died. Who did this, the anthem, right?
Priscilla Rollins.
My cousin.
Yeah, Rollins. Condolences again.
I'm afraid for my life and those of my fellow citizens because, and hats off to the police officers who are called the off-duty police officers. I don't know what's the difference between on-duty and off-duty, but these are the conversations that we need. Wasn't it just last week, Friday, that I called your show and said that we cannot solve crime at the level of corruption that's on the force, not it?
Yeah, we did have that conversation.
Right, so why isn't the media having these conversations when we see programs like Vice on TV, FBI files, and people like Len Davis ordering a hit on a female in New Orleans because she rented a complaint unit for her? But we want to play naive. Now we got an officer. I was wondering if I was hearing straight this morning. Come on, man. What's going on in the country, man? We got an officer in a high-speed chase shooting at fellow officers. Hats off to those police officers. They could come and lock me up any day if I'm doing something wrong because they arrested a fellow officer. But I wonder if they beat him, like how they beat someone else. You know what I mean, Naughty?
Boy.
What is going on with this situation? I wonder if it would be like in the States where they'll go and investigate all the cases that he had and who he's affiliated with and all these different things, Naughty. So I'm afraid for my life because I was threatened by an officer in my house in the front of a female, and she's afraid to go and say what he said. But what I'm saying is, Naughty, we are between a rock and a hard place. Why is the media weak and pathetic and not discussing things like this? Do you know the repercussions of that? No, you know that just the chase was just 2 corners away from where my opposed the shop is, right?
Wow.
All right. So we heard the shots, but we didn't know what was going on. But what I'm saying is, this doesn't open up your mind to all of the little things that they call for fake news. You know it's not fake on social media, right? You saw them, right?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of things floating around.
When can a citizen be able to get real? I mean, besides going to the complaint unit, why is it the onus always on the citizen to prove or the document or authenticate his encounters with the police when they should be having cameras? We saw documents.
We had body cams that were supposed to be part of the police uniform. Why haven't they been enacted?
Listen to me. Together, some of them love corrupt officers. How corrupt? But when they said firearms and weapons and the ammunition is found in his home, right?
Right.
So if his mom is 41, that means he's pretty young. So that means he's in the culture. And so we have to look at the seat. Maybe he might be in the gang culture. Who is he? What is going on? And who are he arrested? Who are he interacting with? This is what they do in the States. So, this is a third world banana. You didn't hear a statement coming from the commission or anybody. So you have to understand, Naughty. These people are dealing with the public. I don't want a police officer like that to encounter me because I'm afraid.
Yes. Understood.
So you guys, right now, all of these conversations are meaningless and pathetic. I'm sticking my neck out here for everybody. Mm-hmm. But, this country sickens me, man. Bless him.
Yeah, 52. I know it gets you mad and it sickens you, but you're passionate every day, so I know deep down you love it, just like us.
Let me shout out some organizations. Apart from We Heal, which is the new creative community outreach group of concerned citizens, we have Lend a Hand Bahamas. They're in Bain and Grandstown. We have Rise Bahamas, which I founded a decade ago, an activist and advocacy group pushing for the rights of vulnerable people, particularly children. We have the Bahamas Crisis Center that's almost headed to 50 years. They've been around here almost. Free 24-hour hotline for counseling if someone is being abused in any way. You can just Google Bahamas Crisis Center for that information. And then we have Candy Gibson, who is the president of FOAM, Families of All Murder Victims. So I have a few suggestions for the powers that be. I think you need to spend the money that you used on consultants
Crime disruptors.
Or whoever, and get these grants go in. Like, I will accept nothing less than $100,000 to each of these organizations. So that's $500,000. And then we need the National Child Protection Council, which did do some work in raising public awareness around child abuse. Greg Lumpkin did a lot of PSAs back in the day when they were active, talking about child abuse and putting the hotlines out there for people. So we saw an uptick in the reporting of cases when that happened. We need that to be a statutory committee or group that's regulated under the law and has access to the funding and resources that the government can use to ensure that child protection is in the forefront and definitely a national priority. And we have legislation surrounding child protection. It's called the Child Protection Act. It needs an overhaul. We need stiffer penalties for crimes against children. We need rehabilitation, proven rehabilitation of offenders to deter them from repeat offenses. And we need to establish things which the Child Protection Act already calls for, like the Minors Advocate Office, to ensure that juveniles who actually face criminal charges have representation and that sort of thing.
Let's get to the phone lines again. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, well, how you doing?
All good, bro. Take your radio down for me just a little bit, man. What's going on with you today?
Oh, it's well, how are you today?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Okay, this is the Triller Minute man here.
So what you got for me today, Triller Minute?
Okay,
this Quincy
did
Pratt?
You saw the video with the youngsters beating the homeless guy?
Correct. Mm-hmm. We saw that. I spoke about it last week. I think it was absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, but that but I saw it yesterday, and it's so sad because I'm the way they were being that guy, you know, he could die. But what I want to say is that what we need now with these kids at look at that age, right? And all of them want a piece of action. We need rehabilitation, okay? Because now you got to understand, in the last let's say 20 years, all these kids are coming to this world with no father. Okay? The young women, them, have been treating four kids, you know, and the fathers, them, are just leaving the kids. You know, they meet a girl with two kids. They don't want to father the two kids. Okay? Then she have another kid with this guy. Then he go. And then she's on the next one. So all of these kids, they have no father. Okay? So what we really need in this country with these kids, I would say most of these kids are between 16 and 17, like the kids that I saw, business guys. These kids need rehabilitation. Okay? And I want to say this to the whole country. I am here speaking today because I was rehabilitated.
Talk about
okay?
it.
Okay? I was rehabilitated.
Amen.
Between 13 and 16.
Good.
I got to know the value of life. And my meaning in society,
mm-hmm.
okay? Look, I went to reform school at 13.
Mm-hmm.
I came away when I was 16, okay? And on another topic I want to say, I went to reform school a few years ago, and I didn't like what I saw, okay? Because now I know they're keeping the kids from a younger age until it's 18. Now, when I was there, it used to be 16. But now you understand it's up to 18. Okay, and Naughty, I want you to hear this. When I went up there back in the 80s, that school was about rehabilitation. That's the best thing could have ever happened to me. You hear what I say?
Well, and hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God that you were able to have that experience, and we hope
okay,
that you're able to mentor. Are you mentoring?
Say it again?
Are you mentoring other people, young people? Showing
well,
them?
I'm trying to do it through boxing. Okay, I'm trying to do it through boxing because that's after that school, that's where I learn to fight.
Is this Quincy?
And, yeah, this Quincy.
Quincy
yeah.
Thriller Minute Pratt, the boxer?
There's only one Thriller. Man, I go and there won't be another.
This who used to fight Ray Minus Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with you, Quincy.
Amen.
You knew me since I was about 7 years old.
Wow. Yeah, tell we spoke before. Yeah, we spoke before.
Annie Ava was my Annie. You don't remember Annie Ava?
Ava
Forbes.
Listen to me. By you saying Ava Forbes, tears come to my eyes because the last time I saw Priscilla Rollins, she was sitting by Ava down at the fish fry.
Priscilla is our cousin. So Quincy,
oh,
thank you so much.
We have
one of the nation's top performing boxers in the history of our land on this phone now saying we need to ensure that there's rehabilitation, there is counseling, there is treatment, there is assessment. That's what you're saying, right?
That's just what I'm saying. That's just what I'm saying.
And the boxing program, so them who got the strength.
And that's why
$100,000. $100,000 for Quincy Miller Pratt boxing, whatever. $100,000 for Raymond. We need $10 million. Let's go.
Listen to me. I want to say this before I go. Okay? There are some people, I won't say people, there are a few folks that doing them. Different programs, right? And I really think some of them really don't make any sense. But Naughty, I want you to hear this. Okay?
I got you. What you got for me, champ?
This is what I'm saying here. I was listening to him, but it was an old show with my Chicago line today, but it was probably from last week, right? But you cannot take a guy to talk to or try to rehabilitate someone or some bad kid when you've never been in that kid's shoes.
Yes.
Okay? So how could you take a preacher who lives in gold, every day he's eating, okay, never, every time he go to school, he got a bag of lunch, okay? These kids today, they got it hard. Okay, they got it hard. And I went to AFI a few weeks ago, and I told those kids, listen to me, huh? You guys are in school. Education comes first. Okay? Listen to me. Once you get a bad police record, nobody's going to hire you. Okay? That's going to travel behind you.
Quincy, okay? we need you to come on the show.
Come on the show, man, and cut it up with me at 5 o'clock, man. Let's talk about the state of boxing and a lot of things, man. I can let my producer get your number, and I'll call you off air so we can arrange that, man.
Yeah, thank you. Nice hearing you to that.
Thank you.
No problem, man, champ. Always good to hear from you. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good evening.
Buddy, I'm concerned about what happened to the election. Should we? Is there a to the 15th?
Talking to your phone.
We can hardly
hear
you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Yeah.
Now, I'm saying I have some concern over the news. The 15-year-old boy got shot today.
Right. I think we all do.
Yeah, I don't know if you hear any fires there. What happened, you know, whether he came and cleared on whether he was bystander or intended target. I would like to know, you know. Another thing again, the guy, you said something very interesting when you mentioned the money that they paying out to these persons, right?
Yes,
ma'am. They're putting this money into a program that could work, that know how to get working, you know?
So yes, ma'am.
Program of purchase yourself from Gibson and even crisis center and stuff, you know?
Yes, ma'am, but absolutely.
You could see these wagons moving. You could see things happening, you know, and people could get more from it than what's happening as it relates to Reed and Mr. Monaco. Because still not, no, you know, they're not functioning. You don't see no effect on nothing at all. And again, I say the Prime Minister can't be that concerned over crime. So when he mentioned putting it on the back page or on the fourth page, that tell us right there that his head is hot. I don't know if God will see him, we're going to ever see any changes as it relates to crime. But I pray the police come and try to explain and let us know exactly, you know, whether that 15-year-old was involved in some crime.
If I hear anything breaking before I get off here, I'll give you an update, all right? But good stuff as always, man. Be safe. Let me get to these other calls.
Okay, thank you. Before you take the next call, I just want to take 1 minute. We need a little therapy session right now. Breathe in deeply because this stuff is heavy. These are real lives. These are real children. And we are responsible for every child's protection in this country. I don't care who they are, where they come from, nothing like that. Beautiful Bahama land, neath sunny skies so blue. Firm by your side, we take a stand. Loving vows, I remixed that. Loving vows, pledging now anew. Beautiful Bahama land, We shall be steadfast and true. Deep our devotion, profound as the ocean, and as strong our love for you. And when they say Bahamaland, they don't mean the sea, sun, and sun. They mean us, the people. We are this country.
Yeah, I just wish for once I could sing like that in one, just one time in my life.
You could
life.
Just hire me.
Yeah, that's what I could do, because, you know, that's why I went into comedy, because I couldn't sing.
You do good. You almost as good a comedian as I am a singer.
I found my lane.
Let's get the next callers, Naughty. You know people I mean? Have stuff to sing.
Yeah, we got a couple of calls, but I got to get to the text lines real quick, too, because there's a ton of text lines right on text.
Be patient, callers.
We're coming to you right now, callers. I see you. Naughty, nothing will happen good in this country until we get rid of the Moses crew and corrupt civil servants. Naughty, please tell Tadar thank you for that. That sounded so beautiful. Tell her thank you. That was greatly appreciated. Naughty, whenever the PLP is in power, murder rates increase. I thought the Bahamians knew this already. Naughty, what age group are those boys who beat up the homeless man? It's that age bracket that's being a menace to society. They are the little soldiers the gangbangers are sending out to commit petty crimes that manifest the big crimes in the long run. Naughty, your caller was spot on with the vigilante justice comment. Shout out to Dash. You've been true to this thing called Bahamas from that time. Any advice to the government on how to properly support Bahamian artists, Tada?
Yes. Give me all the money and I will distribute it to them to create content, get Rake and Scrape to the world, get Gombe to the world, get Junkanoo Music to the world. How much we need in Naughty?
I don't know, but I'm right there helping her count it to make sure that it's properly done. Not that I don't trust it all, but we just want to make sure they give us what they're supposed to give us.
We have to draft legislation to ensure copyright and intellectual rights are covered.
Exactly.
We have to ensure that we make royalties whenever our music and videos and media and performing arts and theatrical productions are on Broadway.
Ensure there's a level playing field that any international performance comes, there's a minimum of at least three Bahamian artists or bands on set event.
Sounds good to me.
Regardless of what the event is, once it's music, we need Bahamian musicians there or artists there in effect.
What we need to do is really just have them divest their interests and just hand it over to people who know how to make it happen, because clearly over the past 44 years since I've been live, since Sidney Poitier many years ago broke open the gates and we didn't follow, we have an opportunity now to take over our own industry and do what we need to do with it. And once that happens, I guarantee you, crime will be impacted in a way that you would never believe. There are young men, particularly on the streets, who could sing, rap, dance, act, be a manager, be an agent. Some of them is comedians. Listen, come to me. If you got a skill, just look up TADA on Facebook and let me hear what you got.
Naughty, great show as usual. You all once said, but I would say the government need to hang and have longer prison sentences for lifetime plus 99 years. Here's another one. Great show as usual. How you all feel about police oversaturating the road with police on a daily basis?
Prevention. Y'all could do whatever y'all want to do with the police. We need to prevent things. We need outreach. We need programs. We need funding. We need safe houses. We need community programs. We need arts. We need a lot.
Naughty, Anton was really professional, Aaron and Nourisha. Okay, yeah, well, he could call me and be professional about it on my show when we talk about it, but unfortunately, we ain't talking about that today. We'll probably pick that up tomorrow. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
I know the answer now. I
bet you this Jeff called me the last 3 minutes. I know, Jeff, go. You know, I can smell it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to make this very quick.
I got five. You got two, and Tada will wrap with three.
Let me do this right now quickly. First and foremost, child protection. I hope that when we do this thing that we go after all these mothers who are prostituting their daughters out here. I hope that we're going after all of these persons who actually are exposing our children to the alternative lifestyle. I hope we're going after all these parents who are having their children delinquent from not going in school, being in school when they're supposed to, and so on, so on, so forth. With all of these things, what's going on? Keep on going at the symptoms and not the source. We need to now start cutting these things down at its source. And lastly, I hope that we also go after all of these people in high places who feel that they are untouchable, that the law does not apply to them. I hope that we are doing all these things. We cannot just go after one set of people and leave the other set who are doing another set of garbage, leaving them out. So that's my contribution today. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Jeff. Always a pleasure, man. Everybody who chimed in, texted in, good stuff to Don. Let's wrap it up. We got to get to the 5 o'clock in the news, but before we go, what you got for us?
Rise Bahamas is on Facebook, or you can go online to risebahamas.net. You can donate, you can volunteer, you can participate in our events, you can like and share our posts on Facebook. And I'm going to leave you with a quick song. This is from the 70s. Come on, Naughty. Back me up. Do a clip. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make the Bahamas a better place. Yes, we can. Come on, Naughty. Sing it.
Reach out and touch
somebody's hand.
Somebody's hand. Reach out right now. Grab somebody's hand.
Make this world a better
place. Make it a better place.
Yes, we can.
We can.
I believe with my whole heart, mind.
See how good that sounded when I do what I do and you do what you do?
That was good. That was good. I believe wholeheartedly that we have the power. Because when they say God is love, I believe love is God. And if we just show that to everybody, even the person we least likely would want to show it to, person who might have persecuted us or somebody who ain't from the same country or somebody who ain't like you, somebody who's different. If you show them love, it's going to be a trickle-down effect. And yeah, if y'all start standing up for your rights and protesting and petitioning and writing letters to the editor and calling into the shows, y'all do a good job calling into the shows. Keep it up. Things going to change. I guarantee you. Things have to get worse before they get better. And we in that transitionary phase where things going to hell right now and we need to fix it by doing our part.
Well, I appreciate you stopping by and always doing your part. So, you know, mi casa es tu casa. Don't be a stranger. I need you back here more often talking about these issues, keeping them fresh.
Sucky, sucky now.
There you go. That's a great shucky ducky right there. You seen a little comedy one or two, too. My late great friend Fatma used to say that, too. That's my boy.
Oh, sucky, sucky now.
Miss Fatma. Well, that's another good dude who played an important role.
And Priscilla
role
Rollins. Young, she's as my well. Granny's first cousin, so music is in
and
our
the
family.
And to the Rollins family, and all for all her contributions, all the time she made us dance, smile, laugh, cry with her music and her songs, and captured history all at the same time as well in the music.
The two hits. Independence Morning.
Like a baby born in.
Yeah. And then
solid, like, listen.
That's a solid song. But
ain't nothing like being bus up on Independence Morning singing that when you're all kapunkal up.
I cannot relate.
But that's fine. I've been there. I've tapped into the inner Priscilla on that New Year's morning.
But hold on. You probably know the one. Got a letter from Miami. In that letter was a dollar. Shake that Dilly G. Shake that Dilly G.
I was too hard. Anyway, I like Dillies. One of my favorite Bahamian fruit, Dilly.
All right, fine. Mango, Ganap, Juju. Thanks.
You forget sugar plum.
They supposed to play the song. And they got to play my song.
Play your song, man. We got Mr. Producer. He's slunking today. I don't know what's going on.
He
one, training. Two, three, go.
He's doing executive training.
Stop it. That's what it is. Okay.
Turn it up, turn it up.
Across the country.
When you look at them, do they look different? You can't see every scar, they're so innocent. Every day they've been betrayed, cause nobody would listen. Every day they've been betrayed, with no one to protect them.
I can't watch this from the sidelines. I gotta fight this, I gotta try. I'm feeling outrage every day by all the children and so much pain. And if you didn't know, let me help you find out. A child needs your help and they need it right now. They're counting on us and we can't let them down. Listen to the words coming out of my mouth.
We won't rest until we see change and justice. We won't rest until we're sure this is the end of it. When everything is said and done, no one will be alone. We won't rest till every child is safe and sound at home. Oh, I won't rest.
Fish Fry Friday is back at Margaritaville downtown Nassau, a 12-volt bar featuring the big band Visage with the latest soca music. Admission is $25, one complimentary drink included. Experience the Fish Fry Buffet at Vacation Cafe for only $55, party included. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., party until 11:30 p.m. After break, Fish Fry Friday is back. So come party with the big band Visage and your number one DJ March 1st at 12-volt bar Margaritaville downtown Nassau. Tell your crew to meet you at Fish Fry Friday.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
March 8th, 2024 is International Women's Day. Guardian Media wants all Bahamians to truly inspire inclusion. It's not just something we should say or something we should write about. It's something we need to think about, know, and embrace. It's what we should believe in unconditionally. This International Women's Day, Guardian Media wants you and your company to inspire inclusion. Celebrate the women in your organization this International Women's Day by placing them in an ad in our International Women's Day supplement. For more information, call 302-2300 or contact your account executive. The aim of the International Women's Day 2024 campaign is to collectively forge a more inclusive world for women. International Women's Day, March 8th, 2024. Inspire inclusion.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Poissy, and Poissy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That, unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I've been abused, I've been broken and bruised, I've been mistreated and used, I've been hurt and confused, I don't know what to do now.
I can't watch this from the sidelines, I gotta fight this, I gotta try, I'm feeling outraged.
Talk
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Foreign Currency, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Scotiabank, Sun Oil Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Monday, February 19th edition of Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. You know we're talking sports. Purdy should be chiming in short order. I think he just needs to be let in. So while we wait for Purdy to chime in, I'm going to jump into, you know, Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget happy hour every Wednesday, every Friday, 5 to 7 out there. At Naughty Johnny's. Well, weather trip out there to the 04 Shopping Plaza at Naughty Johnny's. Big up to my crew out there. All right, and here's what happened on this day, February 19th, in sports history. On this day in 1935, Lou Gehrig signed a contract with the New York Yankees for $30,000. 1942, the New York Yankees announced that they would admit 5,000 uniformed servicemen free to watch each of their ball games during the coming season. 1946, Danny Gardella became the first major league player to go to the Mexican League. 1965, the NFL began using six officials during games. 1977, Rod Gilbert of the New York Rangers scored his 1,000th point. 1996, Charles Barkley of the Phoenix got his 10,000th career rebound. He became only the 10th NBA player to reach 20,000 points and 10,000 rebounds in a career. 1996, Patrick Waugh of the Colorado Avalanche became the second youngest NHL goaltender, 12th overall, to reach 300 career victories. Sports quote of the day: it's a lot tougher to get up in the mornings when you start wearing silk pajamas. Eddie Arcaro, former jockey. All right, we got Purdy chimed in. All right, we're waiting for Purdy to chime in. Once he chimes in, we'll be good to go. So look out for Purdy. I'm sure we'll know when Purdy's in. You'll hear the the loud arrival. But as we slide out of that, let's get into the local sports scene, all brought to you, of course, by BK Nassau. Don't forget the BK Breakfast Bowl is going on for you. The Classic, the Keto, and the Southwest are all available for you. Morning's made easy at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. All right, let's check out the local sports scene. Just let Purdy in. As soon as he jam in, just zoom Purdy in. Be good. Purdy, see mo. So while you're all working Purdy in, I will work on the sports. He had appointed as an ambassador. You know, I think it's a good move, but he's been an ambassador for a minute. You know, now in an official capacity, others have been given this opportunity. But, you know, as in having conversation over the weekend, I think it's a good appointment, but what are we going to do with this appointment? If there's opportunities that we could tap into through Buddy in the NBA and other ambassadors in the pro leagues that they're in, where can we get? Especially with our younger athletes, getting them out and often noticed a lot earlier and put into quality programs abroad. And it's a two-way street there. But I think it is a good look. The Bahamas wraps up competition at Swim Worlds. The Bahamas Senior National Swim Team wrapped up action at the World Aquatics World Championships 2024 at the Aspire Dome in Doha, Qatar on Saturday. Representing the Bahamas at this competition were Lamar Taylor, Victoria Russell, Renishka Gibbs, and Marvin Johnson. All four swimmers were in action on Saturday, swimming in the mixed 4x100 meters freestyle relay. Taylor, Russell, Gibbs were in action in individual events as well. Taylor swam in the 50-meter backstroke event. Swam out of lane one in the 50, which was the fastest heat. In the end, the national record holder in that event swam his way to touch the wall in 25.8 seconds for an eighth-place finish in that heat. Overall, he finished 21st out of 44. Russell was in action in the women's 50-meter breaststroke event, swimming out of lane two in the second heat. The 23-year-old went on to swim. Now, let me get over to the results here. The one-lap race in the time of 34.03 seconds. That time placed her seventh in her heat. Russell was 35th out of 41 swimmers. Gibbs swam out of lane 8 in the 8th heat of the women's 50 free race. She powered her way to stop the clock at 26.88 seconds. She finished 53rd out of 107 swimmers. So I'm glad to know on the international level we did so well, considering where they finished and how they finished and the amount of competitors. That's a good look. But what about Karifta? Has the pool been fixed locally for Karifta yet? What's the status of the Betty Kelly Kenning Aquatic Center? And our Karifta swimmers, are they still having to travel to board to qualify and practice, or we got that rectified yet? Still waiting to hear back from somebody in that official capacity. Not like we haven't placed the calls. We got Pearly yet? All right, we'll figure out where Pearly is, man. Right now, you had something deep fat fry in them. And then continuing with the local look, Jones runs it back with the Liberty. We waiting for Pearly to zoom in. Pearly, where are you, Pearly? Oh, okay. What I tell you, Mr. Producer? Fryer. Say my hands in flour and butter. I tell you, baseball season has started. Pearly is watching the pitches and the catches right now. And he would watch every spring training game he could absolutely watch. Today, the Dodgers take on the Angels. Ohtani plays half an inning. Pearly's happy. Wow. So look out for Pearly. You'll chime in a second. Pretty saving my hands full of egg and butter. I know what he put in the air fryer or the deep fryer today, but anyway, when it come out, it'll probably be garlic, parmesan, or garlic something, honey glazed. But John Claude Jones runs it back with the New York Liberty, signing as an unrestricted free agent. The announcement of the re-signing was made by the Liberty on Friday. This came as no surprise as Jones and his squad made it to the Women's National Basketball Association WNBA Finals last season. And wanted another shot at winning the title. She will team up with Sabrina Ionescu, who put on an absolutely brilliant performance at the All-Star game over the weekend. She shot with the big boys. Steph Curry put on an even more impressive, but I mean, one shot, one round, 29-26, and she shot from the NBA line. Come on, you got to give her credit. And yes, a lot of you will tell me, yeah, but Naughty, I know why. She was a Kobe disciple. Of course. That's even more why I'm all over the situation. Why do you think she did so well? She had the Mamba mentality, baby. That's how that thing go. It's like that. We got Pearly. I was, just to bring you up to snuff, we were just talking about John Paul Jones re-signing with the New York Liberty. That was to be unexpected, but obviously she's going to run it back with Ionescu. Who I think did a wonderful job over the weekend. You know, I was just touching on that she did a great job in that 3-point shootout against Steph Curry.
Yeah, she did. She did.
And I also said that she shot from the NBA level, yeah, which was very impressive. And if people want to text and say, well, we know that you're being a homer right now, Naughty, because she was a disciple of the Mamba. Yes, she was one of Kobe's girls. She was one of Kobe's, you know, Mambites, one of the disciples, yeah, of the Mamba. Okay, yep. And no shame in that.
Certainly was. Certainly
no shame in that, so I'm kind of proud of that. You know, Kobe lives on a little bit through that, and why do you think she did so well? She got Mamba mentality, baby.
Yeah, she got, listen,
one round, Pearly.
I'm disappointed the Liberty didn't win the championship this year.
Listen, but you got to look at the magnitude of that, because I'll tell you, everything else associated with that All-Star game this year sucked. It was horrible.
Yes.
And I told folks in several chat groups, I said, watch, mark my words, the NBA All-Star game is slowly and painfully taking the same course as the NFL Pro Bowl.
Yes.
But that one, yes, moment, one round, okay, 29-26, Steph over Sabrina, and she shot the lights out to open it up.
Oh, yeah. I think she had the first six in a row.
Steph had no choice but to do what Steph do and shoot the ball.
He was on point, though.
What I loved that was so poignant with Larry Bird in attendance when he shot the last ball, if you notice, he let it fly and looked away and walked off a la Larry Bird. The only thing he didn't do was put up the number one finger. And I told my sons, I said, listen, y'all got to go put this up on Google or on YouTube or whatever and watch the Birdman. Watch the pigeon against Detlef Schrempf in this one of the classic three-point shootouts of all time, because Schrempf was on fire from the Pacers. Detlef Schrempf was gunning it out. And sure enough, Larry Bird on the last rack, what he needed, went perfect on the last ball to win it. He shoots it, turns away, starts walking toward the bench, and then puts up number one as the ball goes through, swap, nothing but net.
Yeah, I remember.
And that was just more that cemented the Larry legend, the legend that is Larry Bird.
To be honest with you, Naughty, the only thing that was good about that whole weekend was the celebrity game was better than the real game and the Saturday activities. Other than that, I thought this game was a waste of time.
Garbage.
It was an investment to the NBA. It's ridiculous how those guys play no defense.
Hold on, man. And for my moment of selfish glory, somebody looked very old in that All-Star game. I ain't going to call no names.
But the point is, the whole ball.
Am I right or am I wrong? Did they look a little bit out of place? Like they're a little bit too old? Like they were the older kid in school? Like you've been held back a year or two?
I mean, it's a bunch of young kids and you hanging out. I mean, not the play, but the older guy hanging out with a bunch of young kids is like, come on, man, it's time for you to go. Let these kids have the glory. You finished.
Yeah, I mean.
And then, you know, I'm listening to all kinds of stories. All the Lakers may give him a $50 million extension for what?
Oh, Pearly, I'm going to be honest with you. I saw one. Over the weekend, several times it floated around, and I will tell you, you could if it goes down, you could tell me when I could come back, because I'm not watching, I'm not participating, I'm not talking, I'm not supporting. The Lakers are willing to draft Bronny next season to keep your boy around.
Nah. I don't even think Bronny is going to the Lakers. I don't think Bronny's going to the NBA right. He should stay in school one more year. He ain't ready. And it'll be a travesty and a disservice for him to go in there on his daddy's name and do like what Michael Thompson's son did and other kids did who were not. Scottie Pippen, who ain't ready? No, you ain't ready. Sit your butt out.
Yeah, at that point in time, you know, well, Scottie Pippen's gonna, I don't know why he didn't make it. He did well as a rookie last year in the G League. I think he might get a burn elsewhere, but he was all right in college.
No, he's somewhere else now. I think he's playing somewhere else right now. I don't think he's in the Lakers anymore.
No, they let him go.
Yeah, I think I saw his name come up somewhere. I can't remember where. It's not popping in my head right now.
But make a long story short, I wouldn't even go that route. I wouldn't even support it.
It's ridiculous. Not it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
And again, like I touched on it and talking in some Laker chats over the weekend, I said, listen, this thing isn't cut and dry, you know. Y'all can't just think now, okay, well, the Lakers starting to gel. We won a couple of games. Look at the standings. Okay, right now the Lakers, if you look at the standings, they're number 9 in the West. They won 3 in a row. They're 30-26. They're only 9.5 out of first, but if you look at 4, 5, and 6, they're very close. They're only 6 out of fourth, 3.5 out of fifth and sixth, only 2.5 out of seventh. So they're movable, you know what I mean? But look at the schedule coming up. They got the Warriors.
Which is a winnable game,
but the Warriors have won like 7 out of 10.
Yeah, but they're still a winnable game.
All right, they got the Spurs, which is a winnable game. And then you have the start of what I call the gauntlet.
Winnable game.
The Clippers.
Okay.
The Wizards is a winnable game, I'll give them that.
Yeah.
Nuggets is a tough game.
They can't beat the Nuggets right now. But the Nuggets aren't playing very good basketball right now, so there's
Thunder,
a possibility.
The Thunder is a tough game.
I think you're going to start seeing who the Thunder are right after the All-Star break. I think that's where the excitement is going to wear off.
The Kings are getting healthy again now, so look for
that. No, they can beat them.
The Bucks, the Timberwolves, the Kings. Then it gets a little easy. The Warriors, the Hawks, the 76ers, by March 22nd, Embiid should be back. So that's a different look for the Sixers. You got the Pacers that housed them the last time they played them. Let's see if Los Angeles returns the favor in L.A. Then you got the Bucks. Then it softens up a little bit. You got the Grizzlies and the Nets. And here's where it's easier in April. You got the Pelicans, the Grizzlies, the Warriors, the Cavs. Cavs and the Timberwolves are the toughest teams you play in March, but it's 2, 4, 6, 7 games in March. So the Lakers got some winning to do if they want to, you know, maintain the ninth and move up and avoid the bubble. If not, they're looking at the bubble again, the play-in. And you know how we do in the play-in. It's either hit or miss.
That's true.
So for Laker fans just sitting there saying, okay, we're going to make the playoffs. And no, it's no guarantee yet. We got to earn it. Got to play for it.
You have to. You do have to.
It's not a cakewalk. It's not like last year. But I think
it's not handed to you on a silver platter.
I think Dinwiddie is a good addition for the Lakers, though.
It's a very good addition. Very good addition.
I think he needs to be a long-term addition. Like, they need to keep him, hold over into next season.
He wants to be there. He wants to be there. So I think at the end of the day, they can work on something because he's not going to need no huge contract. So I think it shouldn't be hard to get him there, keep him there, it's particularly if he plays well down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I think that's a pretty good addition that they got, and they didn't have to give up anything for it, too.
Exactly.
Because he was a buyout. I mean, he'd already been bought out by his prior team.
I understand that's to change sports. I understand that Russell Wilson's going to get his outright release pretty soon.
Ah, so where does he end up? Now, if he gets an outright release, he can pick and choose where he wants to go.
And the thing about it is, the team that signs him can pay him the minimum because whatever he's paid, he still gets $39 million this year regardless.
The Broncos still got to pay him?
Whatever the team is paying him, they deduct it out of the $39 million, and then Denver makes up the rest.
That's good for Denver. That's good for Denver.
$1 million a year, Denver got to find the $38 million.
That's good for Denver with the stink foolishness they did, you know, benching him last year so they wouldn't have to pay him a bonus and so on and so forth.
Well, they still get it. So, you know, either way, he doesn't lose. He gets his money, you know.
That's going to be very interesting.
Even if he doesn't play, he gets his money.
That's going to be very, very interesting, you know. Because now he's got a lot of suitors.
I also understand that the prediction is the salary cap is going to, you know, the original prediction of the salary cap would have been $243 million. I now understand this is probably going to be closer to $250 million.
Yeah, he's going to have options. He can go Washington if he wants to. He could go to the Pittsburgh Steelers if he wants to. I think that would be a good move, even though I hear Pittsburgh might want to make that trade for Russell Wilson.
But don't trade. He's a free agent. He can sign a minimum contract. See, if I was another team, I would sign him, go get my young quarterback, and let them sit under him for a year, and then move, and then they start playing.
That sounds like Chicago trade Fields to Pittsburgh and sign Wilson and draft Caleb Williams.
Yeah, and then you could pay him a minimum. You ain't got to pay him no big money because he's getting his money.
But there's a big knock on Williams coming out of the draft. A lot of the experts saying he's not it. He's not that guy.
Some people, I don't know, boy. I tell you, a lot of people saying Day is the guy. A lot of people saying Day is the better quarterback of the whole crew.
Who?
But May
out of North Carolina. That's what I'm hearing, too.
Yeah. So, you know. It's time to tell. But, you know, I was looking at the salary cap. The first salary cap was 1994. It was $34 million, Naughty.
Wow.
30 years ago, the salary cap was $34 million. Now it's $250 million in 2024.
That is sick. Wow.
But the NFL, I like what they're doing because they're paying the players because the NFL making money. You know, they had 123 million people watch the Super Bowl. They're making money.
And plenty of them was watching Taylor Swift reaction, too. Right? You think they was going to let them TV, you're wrong.
Exactly. So, you know, NFL making money. They're doing a fun day. And they're finding a way to keep NFL relevant. So they throw about the day. Salary cap going up to $250 million. So that's the conversation all day. And then you got the combine starting next week on the 26th.
Well, it's absolutely it's obscene what they could do with that kind of moolah.
You got some teams who already got $67 million to spend. So when you add another $7 million, you got $70 some million to spend. They could buy almost any some teams could buy almost anything they want.
That's kind of deep, man. I mean, when you look at it, there is going to be some spending sprees going on.
Yep.
Some big time spending sprees.
Yep.
Because people who want shop and they got money, I think they're gonna shop now.
Yep. If you got it and you got extra money and extra money coming to the salary cap, then you could that's $7 million more, $7-8 million more. That's a whole good player.
That is when you look at it, and then too, you're spending the salary cap. Wow. You could fix a lot of holes on the team.
Yes, people can do that. So we'll see what happens. But some fellas said, let's go and give that chunk out of me to somebody else.
Breaking news, the Vikings aren't going to give Kirk Cousins a fully guaranteed deal.
I don't blame him. He ain't healthy. You can't give him this. If he's not healthy, what you giving it to him for?
No, I agree.
I'd give him an incentive-laden deal.
That could work, I think. Especially at this stage of his career. Because, like you say, nothing is guaranteed considering those injuries.
Correct, Mundo.
Because you look at his age now, it's not easy to bounce back from some of those injuries as fast as it was before.
It's not.
So, I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot to play out in the NFL offseason.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, we got a good ride home with Russell Wilson. We got Nick Wright and Chris Broussard.
Okay, I haven't heard Chris Broussard in a while.
Yeah, they're breaking that down. They're going to break down why Russell Wilson should sign a $1 million contract with Aaron Rodgers in New York.
Okay. Nah. To do what?
To do what?
Is correct. Aaron Rodgers? To the NO.
Boy, that's an interesting twist, but I think there's going to be more to that. So that should be a good listen for the ride home, for the final 10.
Amazing.
But maybe they know something we don't about Aaron Rodgers.
But maybe they do. Maybe they know. Maybe he's not coming back from that injury the way he's talking.
And that's a possibility. Because I've been hearing rumblings that all is not right with that Achilles. There's been a setback. That's what I've heard. But then again, that could be him bluffing as well.
Yeah, you never know when it
comes. Because you know, with an edge. He definitely wants to come out with an edge.
Yeah, you never know when it comes to him.
He's very, cryptic in a lot of things, what he does.
He's weird. That's the best. That's cryptic is the new word for weirdy.
Yeah, I was saying cryptic is a little more busy, but
okay, same difference.
Anybody who buries himself in a hole after the season for 2 weeks?
How can you do that? I'll go nuts.
And inspects their bowel movements and all, and
no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's.
I couldn't do that for 2 minutes. The minute I can't see my phone, I trying to figure out what's going on.
But there's a lot to talk about in basketball too. We wrapping up the NBA. Vaughn got fired.
I saw something and I found it to be very interesting. I didn't realize there's a feud between Milwaukee and Indiana, particularly between Dane and Halliburton.
Yeah, man.
So I think Dane meant doing what he did. Because normally you would accommodate the home team player,
But Halliburton came out and hit 5 threes in the first quarter.
I think Dane meant him to do what he did yesterday, is to take the crown, to take that thunder from them.
It's a possibility.
And then what do you think of trade with Iceberg, with Trey did, dribbling the ball to KD and coming out? I think he can pay for that in the playoffs. Or in the next time, not the playoffs, when the Suns meet the Hawks again.
What'd he do?
He came dribbling down, and then he dribbled. You know when you stand in front of your player, then you dribble it to his leg and run around him and get it?
Yeah.
He dribbled it to KD legs. So Trey was coming down, he pushed it to KD legs, and then, when you ain't paying attention.
KD ain't going to hold no grudge on him for that. That's a good play.
We'll see.
Halliburton was money, though. He was shooting up a lot of balls. Yeah, 15 but, points.
Listen, if you ain't going to play defense, at least give me some trick plays, some super passes, some stuff to keep the people excited, to take your mind off the fact that you didn't play any defense, It was pathetic. It was pathetic. I ain't watching it no more.
Man, listen here. It's like, I look at that game yesterday, and it was so lackluster. It was so
It was pathetic, naughty. I will not watch another NBA All-Star game until I hear, you should just watch. Then I'll come back and watch the next year. But I'm not watching it because it's wasting my time. If my girls are playing last night, I'd watch them.
Lackluster, man. It wasn't anything. And it's like, in All-Star games past, you'd see teams get up, and you'd see them make a run and try to close the gap. But not last night.
It was ridiculous.
It was just a straight blowout. It was not a good look. I'm telling you, it left a lot to be desired, that whole product.
No, I agree. I tell you, the celebrity game is fun. That was kind of cool to watch, even though I think Michael deliberately tried to get the MVP. That's fine. And then Saturday was good. The skills thing, I thought that was kind of fun. Three-point shooting was kind of good. The slam dunk was good. The fellow bent all the way over Shaq. I thought that was hilarious to see a white boy that can jump.
Mark McClung won it 2 years in a row.
That kid can jump.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
Great. Mr. Yankee himself. Listen.
Hey, what's happening?
I am so high on effort to watch that All-Star.
You ain't messed up.
When I heard the score this morning, I said, what? Oh, man.
You ain't miss a thing.
And the All-Star was something I always look forward to every year.
Nah, it was nothing. It was ridiculous.
But in the last 5 years, it's been watered down. Y'all haven't noticed that?
I be honest with you, I have not watched it. I think I watched it twice in the last 5 years. The second half, the third, the second quarter, the second half here last night, and then a game maybe 2 years, maybe 2021 game I watched.
Because when I heard the scores like 200 and something to 2, I say, what? My goodness, this is crazy. Yeah.
I think the last time I watched when it was Team Giannis against Team LeBron or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's nothing even remotely.
They're going to lose a whole lot of fans doing all that because nobody have no time to sit down and watch that garbage. Just garbage.
Waste of time.
I would rather watch the
NFL realized what was going wrong with their All-Star game, so they turned it to a flag football game, which made it kind of fun.
Right, they have to make some adjustment, man. I'm not going to watch that foolishness.
Never, ever, ever.
A lot of people share the same sentiment. It's taking the NBA All-Star game, in my opinion, it's taking the route of the NFL Pro Bowl, painfully and slowly.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I said. The NFL realized, but the Pro Bowl game, and they eliminate the game and made it a flag football game, which makes it a lot more sense, a lot more fun to watch.
It'd be better if they do that as opposed to trying to get people up for something that really they're existent and literally non-existent. It makes no sense.
No, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's horrible, man. But you guys are on this football thing, so then you listen. Next week, y'all can start talking baseball.
Buddy, don't start talking baseball now.
No, I mean, because spring training should open next weekend.
Correct.
Spring training first game start this week. I know the Dodgers first game is Thursday.
You got to get into something that's making sense, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right, y'all take care, man.
You too, my brother. Be safe.
All right. Naughty, I wanted to take a moment of silence because I'm for the first time in a little short while, I've entered sacred ground. I'm actually on St. Augustine's College property. It's really a good feeling.
You really went there?
I had to. I knew where I had to go.
Anyway, I know where we could go. We could go to the break on that one. How about that, Mr. Producer?
Before we go to the break, I just want to say hi. I went to a function Friday night, and it's amazing how many people listen to our show, Naughty. I'm hearing more and more every day.
You need to get used, man.
So I just want to say hi to, they call themselves the Poitier sisters, Nay, Debbie, and crew. All they is dressed like the Poitier sisters, and they listen every week. So I just want to tell them hi and keep listening.
Thanks to all our listeners, man. I appreciate that. Glad to know you getting out there early, and, you know, the people are talking, man. That's good to know they're listening.
Yeah, man. That was fun.
But you got to act like you're used, man. They've been listening to me for years, and I...
Hey, I'm a rookie. You're trying to get rookie to you.
Clean it up, buddy. Clean it up. You can't be playing like an elite player and then off-air act like Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, all right? Clean it up. Get it together. Let's go to the break. On the flip side of the break, we got our picks, and then we get you to the final 10 with, Nick Wright and Steve Broussard today on that whole Russell Wilson scenario that's developing. Pretty much can sign anywhere he wants, man. That's good for Russell Wilson, man.
Yeah, I'm happy for him. I'm dead happy for him.
Topped with a fluffy sesame seed bun for just $5.75. Order your new favorite sandwich online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value. It's finger-licking good.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
play with island games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause island games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
island games,
we're putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island games.
We like their mother joker from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with island games.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I got you on the Monday, February 19th edition of Talking Heads. 5:43 p.m. is the time. So, Preddy, we're going to get our picks in, then we're going to go to break, and then the final 10 will take us home. All right, we got to do some NHL tonight, my brother, because there is nothing else to pick. No baseball. You got some college basketball, but I'm telling you, man, that's all over the globe, all right? That's off the beaten path tonight, all right? You're going to have to go through them with a fine-tooth comb to work out a parlay. You know, a lot of big covers tonight.
Yeah, but you got some women, you got some NCAA basketball tonight.
That's what I'm talking about. It's a lot of...
Hey,
you want to do women's college basketball? That's fine.
My girl's playing tonight.
Ooh, LSU playing tonight?
Yeah, man.
I know you could be watching that.
7 o'clock.
Freddy don't miss a thing, boy.
All Listen, right. You know what? I really enjoy watching women basketball. NCAA women basketball more than the WNBA. You see more, how to put it politely, politically correct, more women playing NCAA women basketball.
And now we move to the NHL. Who do you like tonight in the NHL, Pearly? We've got four games underway already. Red Wings leading the Seattle Kraken 3-2. Edmonton Oilers are losing to the Coyotes 3-2. The Calgary Flames are leading the Winnipeg Jets 4-3. And the Golden Knights, the VGS Golden Knights.
Oh, the Sharks.
I'm taking care of the Sharks 4-0.
I like the Lightning over the Senators tonight.
All right, we got the Blackhawks and the Hurricanes, first and foremost.
I like the Hurricanes.
I like the Hurricanes in that one, too. I like the Senators. You like the Lightning tonight? I like the Lightning tonight, too. You think they'll win by 1.5?
That's it. That's all the games for them tonight.
That's the only two that's left.
Yep. You know. And then you have a really good game tonight in NCAA men's basketball. Iowa State and Houston 3. Actually, Houston should be number 2. No, they're number 3. Kansas dropped the 4. Houston is now number 3. So I like Houston. Iowa State has been playing some good ball. I like Houston tonight, but I wouldn't mess with the line. I'll go with the money line.
Which you going with the line tonight? Not yeah. Okay, I got you.
I'm going with the money line. I'm messing with the points, with the spread.
All right, so now I wonder if...
And I also like Virginia over Virginia Tech tonight. That should be a good game.
So, Pearly, let me ask you this. You think the Hurricanes have been by more than 2 goals? Over the Blackhawks, you think they'll cover the 1.5?
Remember you and I talked about that the last game they played, it was 6.5 was the spread, and they did 6. I would take the 5.5. The Blackhawks?
1.5. They got the Hurricanes to beat the Blackhawks by 1.5 goals.
So I talk about over-under. I would take. They can beat them by 2 goals if they play. If they play like they played against Colorado the other night, they should be able to.
And you think the Lightning will take care of the Senators?
I think so.
Cover that 1.5.
Yeah, I like 2 donkey teams, so I like it. And I think that Tampa Bay got a better keeper playing and a better goalie playing tonight.
All right, so that's how we'll do it. I just put the parlay in, Pearly.
Spread yourself a little bit. Take LSU over Texas A&M in the college women.
I gotta look at the NCAA basketball as well before I do it with the Island game. You know how we roll.
Notre Dame got a freshman stud playing with them. She's awesome. I would look at Notre Dame as well over Duke.
All right.
Trust me on those two. They go in. Trust me. They don't give you a spread for them that bet them on the money line.
Sounds like a plan, Pretty. Good stuff as always, man. We'll do it again tomorrow. We're going to take a quick break, flip side of the break. We got Nick Wright and Stephen Broussard taking us home. Where's Russell Wilson going to end up? I highly doubt New York. I think somewhere else, Pretty.
Unless something going down with Aaron Rodgers, then I doubt. I really think he bet off in Pittsburgh.
We about to find out. Real quick, before we get out of here, let me check this last text. Hey, Naughty, your boy busy keeping the deep fry working. LeBron was ready for the dump. Please go, LeBron. Please leave L.A. Naughty, you could drop LeBron off in the cemetery by Pearly. Anybody can leave that alone.
Naughty, I ride with the doctor. He's sucking his teeth right now.
Man, listen, tell Doc I say what's wrong. Gotta go. See you later. Sayonara. Arrivederci. Avidison. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Love your nephew, but LeBron gotta go. And so do I. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
All right, brother. Take time.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look, threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Just because they were on sale, Max bought things that he and his friend really didn't need. Hungry for deals? Let KFC satisfy your cravings before you do something crazy. Get a KFC 6-piece value deal with 6 pieces of juicy fried chicken, 3 orders of crispy fries, and 3 buttery biscuits, all for only $20. Order your new favorite online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. Nobody does value like KFC, and it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Chin is on the market. Shout out Stink. Another signal after last year's benching that Russ's days with the Pierce's numbers last year. 7-8 for all you QB wind fans out there. 205 passing yards, good for the 22nd best in the league. 26-8 is solid.
Yeah.
It's solid.
Yep.
The numbers were fine. He just, yeah. I mean, the passing.
Season in a row. So who should sign Russell Wilson if he does leave Denver?
I think his options are far more limited than people think.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to list every team that needs a quarterback, and it's a shorter list than you think. Because yes. It seems like the Titans and the Giants, we might think they need a quarterback. They do not.
Right.
They have, and let's just assume Kirk and Baker are back with Minnesota and Tampa. Because okay. If they're not, they then just take one of these spots anyway.
Mm-hmm.
New England, Pittsburgh, Vegas, Denver, Washington, Chicago, Atlanta. That's the full list.
Yep.
1, 2, and 3, Chicago, Washington, New England, we think are going to draft quarterbacks.
Yep.
That then leaves Pittsburgh, Las Vegas, Atlanta, Denver. Denver, obviously out.
And then someone's getting Justin Fields.
Correct. And Justin Fields is going somewhere. And then there's that's only 3 rookie quarterbacks taking jobs when some mocks have 5 going.
Right.
So who's left?
Pittsburgh, Vegas, Atlanta, and Justin Fields going one of those places. And I don't think Vegas is going to, after the Jimmy G experiment, going to go with the Russell Wilson. You know what I mean? Same type of thing. Mm. So you're talking about Pittsburgh and Atlanta, the people covering the Steelers saying not happening,
right,
that they are going with either Pickett or Mason. So then it is really, in my opinion, Justin Fields and Russell Wilson trying to be the quarterback for Atlanta. And if I'm Atlanta, I'd rather take the high upside with Justin Fields.
Well, I agree with you.
And so I just don't know that he's guaranteed to be a starter next year.
I had the same list as you. Look, I know what they're saying out of Pittsburgh. First of all, Pittsburgh should try to go get Justin Fields.
Agreed.
That's who they should.
The local reporters are saying no.
If they're going to battle this year with Mason Rudolph or Kenny Pickett, what are they thinking?
I agree with you.
It's going to be a same replay of this, maybe a tad bit better, but you don't have a chance to do anything deep. So I would, if I were them, I would go for Fields. But if they don't, I think that's the spot for Russ. I think they have made the playoffs or been close all these last several years with very poor play at quarterback. If Russ, Nick, and I know I agree with you all season, he wasn't quite as good as the numbers, but he was okay enough
to where he theoretically should be one of the 32 starters.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. And so with that defense, you got running backs. Obviously, you got some good receivers there. Like, and Mike Tomlin, I know there are questions about Tomlin and Wilson coexisting, but that's the place. They either need to have Justin Fields or Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh.
That's my question. If I'm Mike Tomlin, I'm like, all right, I'm thinking about getting Russ. Well, Pete Carroll didn't work with Pete Carroll. They got better once Geno took over. And then Nat Hackett put that one on the side. But then Sean Payton didn't make it work either. So it's two legendary Super Bowl winning, you know, coaches.
Well, it worked with Carroll.
But until it didn't.
Long, right.
Until the end.
Russ kind of started that. Remember to talk about
one. That's the other thing. Yeah. So now all of a sudden, if I'm Mike Tomlin, like, you know what? I can do it better than Pete Carroll and Sean Payton.
I hit him for probably the minimum.
Right. It's cheap, yeah, and we're a defensive-minded team, which is cheap with a defensive-minded team is how Russ initially had all his success.
Right. Right.
Early in Seattle.
And he hated it, but he didn't like that.
Well, he didn't like it eventually.
He had to be humble.
You would think. So can I throw a different team at you? Yeah. And shout out, not my idea, but he was ridiculed for this, and I thought it was Mike Tannenbaum who said
this.
If the Jets were run by adults, they would have a real, not only this year contingency for their 40-year-old quarterback coming off the Achilles, but also somewhat medium-term contingency for post-Aaron Rodgers that doesn't involve spending a blue-chip draft pick on a quarterback because you need to address your offensive line and some other things.
Get him as a backup?
Yes, and have Russell Wilson there for, the potential that Aaron gets hurt and the inevitability that Aaron's not your long-term answer, and give Russell a year. In that, at the very least, that should be Russell telling them no, not them not even
shaking that tree.
What about
Aaron telling them no?
Well, no, that's why I said if they're a serious franchise. If they're a serious franchise, Aaron Rodgers cannot. And nobody is going to be clamoring for Russell Wilson to take Aaron Rodgers' job.
You don't think so?
No, it makes sense what you're saying, all right? But he's a name. Like, you don't want your backup quarterback having that type of name. Aaron Rodgers is not going to like it. Russ, I don't think, is going to like being a backup, even though he'll probably accept it if he has to. Let Aaron have a couple bad games and see if it.
He hasn't thrown for over 300 yards.
In years at this point. But, again, are the New York Jets a professional football team, or are they an Aaron Rodgers fantasy camp?
Great question.
Then that's a problem. Like, if you are actually believing we have this great defense, we have all these things, what are you pointing at?
You didn't put Mac Jones as one of your starters.
No, I didn't.
Now, they could. No, that's a guy they bring in as a backup.
No, they already had that before.
Oh,
it was
God.
Zach Wilson.
No, he's better than Zach.
I'd become a Jets fan, I'll be honest. Did Draymond shut down LeBron?
No.
Since he's the quarterback and rarely plays defense. Take a listen.
I felt like when he threw that pick, We should have held them to three, and we should have got out the field.
Okay.
But what Dak didn't make D-Law jump off sides on 35 on that first goal trip.
That's true.
Dak didn't make De'Ron Bland do hands in the face what got him the first down. I think it was third and long.
Right.
Everything was going to point back to that point when Dak threw the pick, but Dak shouldn't have been to a 7-0 start. That's what people feel like, accountability across the board. That's why I don't agree that it was just Dak Prescott. I know we could have done things differently defensively.
Yeah, it's 41 points, so not hot right. take. Right. Do you like Micah taking responsibility? Brew, do you want to go first?
Yeah. I mean, yes, I do. I do. I don't know. He's kind of been all over. You know, at first he said he thought he played well and put forth effort, even though he only had one QB hit and one solo tackle. So, look, anytime you take responsibility and look in the mirror, I think it's good. Because for him, this will lead him to look at what little minor things or major things he didn't do, and he should work on those so he'll get better. I think his teammates, who know how great he is, will say, well, if Mike is taking responsibility mm-hmm. for it, then we also can do it and get better. And I think Dak, when he looks at this, will be like, okay, I get you. Now, I was to blame. Dak was not the only problem. He was a big problem, and so was the defense. They both were huge, but terrible. So I just think all around it's a good thing that Micah said this. I hope he means it. I mean, he's kind of, like I said, he's probably heard some criticism, like, man, you didn't stick up for Dak and all that. So now he may be overcompensating, but I think it's a good thing overall.
I think here Micah's talking about the defense as a whole, and he looks at himself as the leader of the defense. I bet he still thinks he individually played okay mm-hmm. and that the defense let Dak down, but he takes responsibility for that because he's the leader of the defense. And he's absolutely right. And once again, there's Micah attempting to do the right thing. Like, Green Bay right. shredded. They went 12 for 75 in a touchdown to get off to the early lead. The touchdown drive he's talking about after the first pick, they went 19 yards. But then right after that, they went 10 for 93 yards to get another yep. touchdown. And then when it was like, wait, is this going to be a game, when it was 27-10 in the second half, Green Bay had a 5-play 75-yard touchdown drive, a 3-play 75-yard touchdown drive, and the game's over. So Micah is correct in general. My problem for the Cowboys and my concern, despite being so high on them all year, is Wilds, in that game, Dak Prescott